Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa.
Do you guys mind if I bother you for one quick second? I work for a radio show, and this is kind of a random question.
That's our producer, Marlon Bishop. He recently went out with his microphone here in New York City and quizzed some people on the street.
What would you call the kind of store in New York City where you'd go to buy, for example, a candy bar?
A bodega?
Where you might go to buy a newspaper.
A newspaper?
Like a single bar soap. If that's all you need to get, where would you go? A gallon of milk. Like a little bit of laundry detergent and it was late at night. A can of soda, for example.
My first thought would probably be just a bodega.
Where I come from, that's the bodega.
The bodega?
A bodega.
This is great, Marlon. Everybody you talked to instantly came up with the word bodega, which is a word in Spanish.
That's because bodega is a word that everybody who lives in New York just has to know, whether they speak Spanish or not. It's as basic to the city as subway or bagel.
Right. So, of course, I live in New York City. I know what you're talking about. But for all of our listeners, Marlon, all across the country, what exactly is a bodega?
Let's ask the fine people of New York that question.
A 24-hour store.
Usually a corner store.
A deli and a convenience store put into the smallest space imaginable.
That's the place in the hood where you go get your groceries.
That's not as corporate as like a 7-Eleven or a Duane or Eater or anything like that.
It's like a discotheque because they got the loud Spanish music playing and there's always a cat sitting on the bread. And you're like, Poppy, why the cat always on the bread?
Yo, a bodega has literally like, if you need something, it has what you need. But sometimes that one thing that you need, it never has
like
it.
A cornerstone or like cornucopia Cosmopolis, yeah. Pretty much.
There you have it.
I love this. So basically, in summary, your friendly neighborhood family-run store that more often than not in New York City is owned by Dominicans, although these days there are a lot of them who are owned by immigrants from Yemen as well.
And they're everywhere. Estimates vary, but there's somewhere between 11,000 and 17,000 bodegas in New York City. You might even find three or four of them on a single block.
And the bodega fills the role that a gas station convenience store, or let's say like a 7-Eleven, might fill in other parts of the country.
A bodega is like, you remember back in the day, like when, like in the Wild West films, like the general store? You know what I'm saying? Like a bodega is like a general store.
This is Joel Martinez. He's also known as the Kid Mero. He's a Dominican-American writer and comedian. You might have seen him in MTV's Guy Code.
Very knowledgeable individual from the Bronx.
And since he's so knowledgeable, we asked Mero to give us his definition of a bodega.
What does every hood need? You know what I mean? Like, every hood needs a store where you could go and get the randomest things. Or like, yo, I just ran out of milk. Oh, I can't, you know what I mean? I can't take the train 10 stops to the actual supermarket. So let me just run downstairs and get, you know what I mean, a half a gallon to hold me down. They might have something similar to a bodega like outside of New York City, but to me it's like one of the pure New York City things. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go see Poppy, get a bacon, egg, and cheese, a Lucy, you know what I mean, and a 50-cent soda that will harm my fertility rate.
So you can get sandwiches and sodas at any chain convenience store, but essentially there are some things that can only happen at a bodega.
Let's say they have a much different feel to them.
It feels less sanitary in a good way. Like the atmosphere is totally different. Like you can't go into like a supermarket and just like sit there and hang out. But you could do that in a bodega. You could go in there, sit down, talk, hang out. You know what I mean? You could buy something in a bodega and eat it. You know, and it's like part of the community because it's like I could go to Pathmark. I don't know nobody's name in Pathmark. But I could go to the bodega and be like, yo, that's Jose. You know, that's Lil Poppy. That's this one. That, you know what I mean? So it's like it's a community thing as well.
The word bodega, actually, is an old Spanish word that means the hold of a ship.
You know, it's the place in the boat where they used to keep the flour and the sugar. So it makes sense. Today, it actually means different things in different countries. If you're in Argentina, for example, it's a wine cellar. In Mexico, it's a warehouse. And in the Caribbean, it's often a store.
So today, our show is going to be all about bodegas. And the reason we decided to do this show is that we used to have this really great bodega right next to our office, right down on 125th Street.
It was a wonderful bodega.
And here's our producer, Michael Simon Johnson.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Michael. So this bodega was a major part of our lives. We knew all the people who worked there. We went there every day. We'd get three meals a day there. I got breakfast, lunch, and snack there.
And then one day, the bodega burnt down. And I mean that literally. It caught fire and it burned down. No one was hurt, though.
But we were still devastated. It wasn't just this place where we went and bought sodas and sandwiches. It was kind of like an extension of home.
Right. And so we got this idea. What if we spent an entire day from opening to closing, like a whole, you know, 19 hours, in a single bodega, this place that you normally don't spend more than 10 minutes in?
Or maybe you do.
Right, maybe you do. It's a place that's so important to our lives, but it's rarely in the spotlight.
Our idea here is that the bodega is much more than a corner store. They're these vital community spaces where our public lives unfold, like thousands and thousands of little town squares located all across the city.
And so, on today's episode, a day in the life of a bodega. Our entire team of producers actually took shifts at a bodega in Harlem from morning until night, and we'll be bringing you the stories they found of the people who work and shop there. So I'm handing this show off to my trusty team of Latino USA producers. Take it away, guys.
All right, let's go.